Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Don't worry, God has wonderful plans for your life. He wants you to be happy. You might receive such well-intentioned consolation from other Christians. In contrast, Jesus spoke about persecution that his followers would experience. He told his disciples, "If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also." And his disciples told the next generation of believers, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Modern human wisdom believes that the earth's axis is tilted in favor of the strong and successful. Top-heavy with the religion of me, the perception that meekness is weakness, instant gratification, and a pill for every kind of pain, the world is spinning madly out of control. Jesus, though, tilts the earth in favor of the oppressed and brings balance to our lives. He was tested as we are, yet remained sinless. He carried the burden of our guilt and paid for it in full by his death on the cross. 3 days later, he rendered sin, death, and the devil powerless by his resurrection from the grave. In Christ, our forgiveness and an eternally trouble-free future are guaranteed. Because Jesus suffered for our wrongs, we are blessed. Without worry, we can live humbly before the Lord, do all things to God's glory, and suffer all things for Jesus, our Savior. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, for by him you are blessed, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.